जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदान यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन जमुना तीर वनचारी जमुना तीर वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदान जमुना तीर वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन जमुना तीर वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर जय गोपी जन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदान जमुना तीर वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज काचार्य ज्योष्ठोत्तर सत श्री श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणार विंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। इस्कान बीबीटी फाउंडर आचार्य डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव भक्त वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कह श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ राधा कुंड श्याम कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। मथुरा वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवदीप मायापुर धाम की जय। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। गंगा मैया जमुना मैया की जय। श्री श्री गौरनिताय की जय। श्री कृष्ण बलराम की जय। राधा श्याम सुंदर ललिता विशाखा देवी की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय। वृंदा देवी तुलसी महारानी की जय। समवेत वैष्णव भक्त वृंद की जय। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबली ऑफ डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबली ऑफ डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबली ऑफ डिवोटीज। श्री गुरु श्री गौरांग श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं उदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम फिफ्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 13 राहुगण कन्वर्सेस विथ जड़ भरत टेक्स्ट 6 क्वचित् पितोया सरितो अभियाति परस्परं च आलसते निरन्ध आसाद्य दावं क्वचित् अग्नितप्तो निर्वेद्यते को च यक्षैर् हितासु क्वचित् वितोया सरितोभियाति परस्परं च आलसते निरन्ध आसाद्य दावं क्वचिदग्नितप्तो निर्विद्यते को च यक्षैर्हितासु क्वचिद् वितोया सरितोभियाति परस्परं च आलसते निरन्ध आसाद्य दावं क्वचिदग्नितप्तो निर्विद्यते कोचः यक्षैर्हृतासु क्वचिद्वितोया सरितो भियाति परस्परं च आलसते निरन्ध आसाद्य दावं क्वचित् अग्नितप्तो निर्विद्यते कोचः यक्षैः तासु क्वचिवितोया सरितो भियाति परस्परं चालसते निरन्धम् असाध्यदावं क्वचिदग्नितप्तो निर्विद्यते कोच यक्षैरितासु एनिबडी एल्स क्वचिद्वितोया सरितो भियाति परस्परं चालसते निरन्ध असाध्यदावं क्वचिदग्नितप्तो निर्विद्यते कोच यक्षैर्हितासु क्वचिद्वितोया सरितो भियाति परस्परं चालसते निरन्ध वाड़मिनी क्वचित समटाइम्स वितोया विदाउट डेप्थ टू दी वाटर सरिता रिवर्स अभियाति ही गोज टू बेथ और जंप्स इनटू परस्परम वन एनदर च एंड आलसते डिजायर्स निरंध बींग विथ नो स्टॉक ऑफ फूड आसाध्य एक्सपीरियंसिंग दावम ए फॉरेस्ट फायर इन फैमिली लाइफ क्वचित समटाइम्स अग्नितप्तः बर्न बाय फायर निर्विद्यते इज डिस्पोंडेंट कोह समवेयर च एंड यक्षैहि बाय किंग resembling rocks and thieves Sita taken away also wealth which is as dear as one's life translation and purport by divine grace अभय चरण अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ट्रांसलेशन Sometimes The conditioned soul jumps into a shallow river or being short of food grains. He goes to beg food from people who are not at all charitable. Sometimes he suffers from the burning heat of household life, which is like a forest fire. And sometimes he becomes sad to have his wealth, which is as dear as life, plundered by kings in the name of heavy income taxes. Purport. When one is hot due to this scorching sun, one sometimes jumps into a river to gain relief. However, if the river is almost dried up and the water is too shallow, one may break his bones by jumping in. The conditioned soul is always experiencing miserable conditions. Sometimes his efforts to get help from the friends are exactly like jumping into a dry river. By such actions, he does not derive any benefit. He only breaks his bones. Sometimes suffering from a shortage of food, one may go to a person who is neither able to give charity nor willing to do so. Sometimes one is stationed in household life, which is compared to a forest fire. Samsara dava nalalidha loka. When a man is heavily taxed by the government, he becomes very sad. Heavy taxation obliges one to hide his income. But despite this endeavor, the government agents are often so vigilant and strong that they take all the money anyway, and the conditioned soul becomes very aggrieved. Thus, people are trying to become happy within the material world, but this is like trying to be happy in a forest fire. No one need to go to a forest to set it ablaze. Fire takes place automatically. Similarly, no one wants to be unhappy in family life or worldly life. But by the laws of nature, unhappiness and distress are forced upon everyone. To become dependent on another's maintenance is very degrading. Therefore, according to the Vedic system, everyone should live independently. Only the Shudras are unable to live independently. They are obliged to serve someone for maintenance. It is said in Shastras, Kau Shudra Sambhava. In this age of Kali, everyone is dependent on another's mercy for the maintenance of the body. Therefore, everyone is classified as Shudra. In the 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that in Kali Yuga, the government will levy taxes without reciprocally benefiting the citizens. Anabrasyah binankhyantihi durvikhyah karapiditaha. In this age, there will also be a short of rain. Therefore, a scarcity of food will arise and the citizens will be very much harassed by government taxation. In this way, the citizens will abandon their attempts to lead a peaceful life and will leave their homes and hearts and go to the forest in sheer disappointment. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Sailakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Sopadantikam Bande Aham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथानितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्णा चैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदान् सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखानितांश्च नमो ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषः शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरतिशे नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे सो टुडे इज ए वेरी ऑस्पिशियस डे टुडे इज रास पूर्णिमा and also the disappearance day of Murari Gupta. This month of Kartik is beginning from today. So first I shall describe this verse, I shall go through this verse briefly. And then we may speak something about Murari Gupta also or Kartik month. क्वचिद् वितोया सरितोभियाति परस्परं चालसते निरन्ध असाध्य दावं क्वचित् अग्नितप्तो निर्विद्यते कोच यक्षैहितासुः समटाइम्स द कंडीशन सोल जंप्स इनटू ए शालो रिवर और बींग शॉर्ट ऑफ फूड ग्रेन्स ही गोज टू बेग food from people who are not at all charitable. Sometimes he suffers from the burning heat of household life, which is like forest fire, and sometimes he becomes sad to have his wealth, which is as dear as life, plundered by kings in the name of heavy income taxes. So, here is Rahu Gana, converses with Jad Bharata, or Jad Bharata is advising to Maharaj Rahu Gana. Jad Bharata is a self-realized soul. He is not only speaking the theoretical knowledge, but he experienced this knowledge in his life. This is Vijnana. Jad Vijnana Samannitam, because he remembered all his previous life, his activities that he has performed in previous lives, like he was son of Lord Rushabhadev, the eldest son of Rushabhadev, was Bharat Maharaj. He has ruled this country or this entire planet, this earth planet for about, it mentions like one crore years he ruled this planet. Then he got detached and he went to forest. He went to Nepal in bank of Gandaki river. He performed austerities and somehow or other he attached to a baby deer, and time of death, remembering that baby deer, he accepted another, the baby, the deer body in next life. But due to mercy of the Supreme Lord, he remembered his previous life and he lamented a lot, and finally he gave up that body, and now he appeared as Jad Bharat. So all this experience, he has experienced in the previous lives, that is, he's remembered everything. So this is he, what he is speaking is vijnana, the experienced knowledge, what he has experienced himself. Everyone in this material world is hankering after getting peace and happiness, because we are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, Sachidananda Vigraha. So it is the nature of living entity to search for supreme happiness, to remain peaceful. But when we are entering this material world and we have forgotten the signboard, that is, this is written in this material world. When after creating this material world, the Lord put the signboard, Dukkhalayam Aswasatam Anityam Asukhalokam. This is Dukkhalayam. They say, we may try our best to enjoy this world, but the result is Dukkhalayam. We will always be morous, or we will suffer. We are always get suffering. And this is temporary, this is Aswasatam, or this is Anitya, this is temporary, and Asukha Loka, this, we may try our best to become happy, but we will remain always unhappy. So what is our duty? The Lord Himself is recommending Anityam Asukham Lokam Imam Prapya Bhajasama. Somehow or other you we came to this material world, but our only duty is to perform devotional service unto the Supreme Lord. So, but the living entity, being in a conditioned stage, he has forgotten, or we have forgotten the Krishna, who is our, who is the Supreme Lord, and the duty of all living entities to satisfy Him. By satisfying Krishna, one can also get satisfaction, one can get happiness. Jasmin tushte, jagat tushta. But in the immaterial world, everyone trying to satisfy his own senses. Devotional service means to satisfy the senses of Krishna. Rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhakti ruchyate. But in opposite direction, we are thinking to satisfy our own senses. That's why we are suffering in this material world. So just like this verse is telling that kochid vitayva saritoho abhiyatihi, sometimes the conditioned soul jumps into a shallow river. Because this material world is considered as samsara dhavan, or this this fire is the lusty desires. This fire of lusty desires are always burning within our heart. So to get relief from this burning, the heat, then sometimes we try to find some shelter as to get relief from such burning heat. So we are thinking, in this material world, in this family life, we can get relief from this material pain. But it is not possible. Actually, in this material world, everyone is thinking by getting some wealth and or by getting money and having sex life, we may get perfectly happy in this material world. But it is not possible. One lecture Srila Prabhupada is telling about these things that this is called like Hare Krishna. In one lecture in Radha Damodar temple in Hindi, Srila Prabhupada is telling that this material pleasure or hankering for material happiness is just like Dilli ke laddu. I don't know what is Dilli ke laddu. One who eats that laddu, he is also suffering, he is just lamenting, and who has not yet tasted the laddu, this sweet, then he is also hankering after it. He is also suffering. Both are suffering. So this is nature of this material world. So as in we are also in this age of Kali, as Prabhupada mentioned it purport, in this age of Kali, because we are also by birth everyone is Sudra, so it's nature of the Sudra to always trying his best for sanskartification, and he depends upon other for his sanskartification. But a Brahmana in the opposite direction, he always remain independent and he depends upon Krishna. Due to his suffering in this age of Kali, everyone is dependent upon another's mercy for maintenance of the body. Therefore, everyone is classified as Sudra. And this is the nature of his Kali Yuga is specifically mentioned, or it is described in 12th canto of Bhagavatam, Rajanya Dasyu Rupena. In this age of Kali, all the kings, they are just like dacoits, or they are like plunderers. They plunder all the wealth of the citizens in name of taxes. Or in this age, there will be also the shortage of rain. Therefore, a scarcity of food will arise, and the citizens will very much harassed by government taxation. In this way, citizens will abandon their attempts to lead peaceful life and will leave their home and hearths and go to the forest in sheer disappointment. But they do not know to which forest we have to go. When Ramananda Rai was talking with Lord Chaitanya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, after rejecting this material world, where should one go? Ramananda replied, Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, Sarvatyaji Jivera Kahavas, after giving up all, giving up everything for his sense gratification, being frustrated from this material world, where should one go? Then Lord Chaitanya, Ramananda Rai explained, Sri Vrindavan Dham Jahan Nitya Lilaras. One should take shelter of Vrindavan. One may be frustrated in this material world because he's not get sufficient sense gratifications, or he get frustrated. But one should come to Vrindavan and take shelter of Krishna, the lotus feet of Krishna. That is the proper way that one can make himself free from this disappointment, this frustration, and can become eternally happy. And specifically in this Mathura Mandal or this Brajbhumi, in this month of Kartik, one should come and take shelter of Sri Radha Shyama Sundar, who is very merciful. So that's why it is recommended that in this month specifically, the execution of devotional service during this Urja Vrata, this Kartik month is also, this particular Vrata we are observing this month is also named as Urja Vrata, that is Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhyalila, fourth chapter. Srila Prabhupada explained in his purport to 169 verse. The execution of the devotional service during Urja Vrata in the month of Kartik is specially recommended to be performed at Mathura. This system is still followed by many devotees. They go to Mathura or Vrindavan and stay there during the month of Kartik, specially to perform devotional service during this period. In the Padma Purana, it is said the Lord may offer liberation or material happiness to a devotee, but after some devotional service has been executed, particularly in Mathura during the month of Kartik, the devotees want only to attend pure devotional service unto the Lord. The purport is that the Lord does not ever devotional service to the ordinary persons who are not serious about it. But even such unserious persons who execute devotional service according to the regulative principles during the month of Kartik and within the jurisdiction of Mathura in India are very easily awarded the Lord's personal service. So that's why this month of Kartik is very important. This is the last month of Chaturmasya. And one devotee asks Prabhupada, how can we observe Kartik? How to observe Kartik? Srila Prabhupada, today is the beginning of the Urja Vrata, the Kartik Vrata. Can you describe what that is Urja Vrata? How it should be observed? Prabhupada replied, Urja Vrata, you chant Hare Krishna 24 hours, 1 month, laughter, that's all. Disciple, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Prabhupada, yes, don't sleep, don't eat, only chant Hare Krishna. This is Urja Vrata. Can you execute? Devotee, I don't know. Then everyone started laughing. So, the main thing that one must give up, all minimize his sense gratification in this month of Kartik and give more time for service of the Lord. And just like in every month, or this 4 months is there, and the execution of a devotional service during the Urja Vrata, or in this month we are avoiding eating. What is specifically the Urot Dal? Other 3 months we have already fasted from different items, and in this month specifically, you have to follow not to eating Urad Dal, a non-vegetarian diet, means fish and meat. Similarly, Masoor Dal and Urad Dal are also considered non-vegetarian. These two dals contains a great amount of protein and food rich in protein is considered non-vegetarian. So, in this month we have to avoid this eating Urad Dal specifically. And today is Ras Purnima, Sarat Ras. This is the, in a year, there are two Ras Purnima. This is Sarat Ras and also Basant Ras in spring season. This is Atma season. And the description in Srimad Bhagavatam about rasa pastimes, that is Sarat Rasa, this particular rasa dance that is performed by Krishna with millions of gopis in bank of Jamuna. Shiman Rasa Rasarambhi Vangsi Vata Tatastita Karsana Venu Sune Gopi Gopinatha Sriyastuna. Standing underneath the Vangsi Vata, and Lord started playing his flute. Then he has attracted the millions of gopis, and these gopis came and Lord performed rasa dance. This is Sarat Rasa, this is the day. Today is Sarat Purnima. And Lord performed this Maharasa on this day. Just like Rupa Goswami once in gave in warning in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Sverang bhangitrayo parichitam sachi vistirna drishtim bhangsi nyastadhara kisalayam ujjvalam chandrakenam govindakhyam haritanum ita kesi tirtha upakante ma pekshisthas tava jadi sakhe bandhu sange vastirangah. My dear friends, if you are indeed attached to your worldly friends, do not look at the smiling face of Lord Govinda as he stands on the bank of Jamuna at Kesighat, casting sidelong glances. He places his flute to his lips, which seem like newly blossomed twigs, his transcendental body bending in three places appears very bright in the moonlight. So somehow or other the gopis, they attracted to Krishna. Actually they are not ordinary personality, the conditioned souls like us. They are the grave sages in this previous life. They performed so much austerities, but taking part in Rasalila pastimes of the Supreme Lord. There are different categories of gopis. They are Dandakaranya rishis, they become gopis. There is Ajodhya Vasini gopis, there is Mithila Vasini gopis, there is some demigoddesses, or they also become gopis. There is so many varieties of gopis. There are very few gopis, they are Nitya Siddha, they are coming from Golok Vrindavan. But there are so many varieties of gopis, they perform dance with Krishna, because these gopis also in this lifetime they perform austerity, they observe Katyayani Vrata. They ask the boon to Katyayani Devi. Katyayani Mahamaye Mahajogini Adhiswari Nanda Gopasutam Deving Pating Me Kurute Mamaha. So it is described by Sukadeva Goswami in Srimad Bhagavatam. So these gopis, they perform Katyayani Vrata, then they ask Krishna, ask Katyayani Devi to a boon to have Krishna as their husband. So Krishna fulfilled their desires, and sometimes the materialistic peoples, they criticize why Krishna danced with other man's wife. How it is he is Supreme Personality of Godhead, then how he is performed this is the abominable act according to any material sense. But these peoples, they forget that when Krishna was dancing with these girls, that the gopis, those in material sense, if you will see, the Krishna was only 8 years old. So what is wrong if the boy danced with the girls? So this is not, if he is somewhat criticizing, then in material sense, you can see there is no mistake in part of Krishna. Although we know Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that's why there is 5 chapters in Srimad Bhagavatam specifically. They described about this Rasa Lala pastimes, Rasa Panchadhyayi. And the concluding verse in this Rasa Panchadhyayi, Sukadeva Goswami gave the boon. Vikriditam Bhajavadhur Idam Cha Vishnu Saddhanita Anusriyat Athavarna Yetya भक्तिं पराम भगवती प्रतिलभ्य कामम् रुद्रोगम आसु अपहनति अचिरेण धीरः. एनीवन हु फेथफुली हियर्स और डिस्क्राइब द लॉर्ड्स प्लेफुल अपीयर्स विद द यंग गोपीज ऑफ वृंदावन विल अटेंड द लॉर्ड्स प्योर डिवोशनल सर्विस. Thus you will quickly become sober and conquer the lust disease of heart. So in Krishna books, Srila Prabhupada wrote that though this is the boon given by the Sukadeva Goswami, but this boon actually acts when we hear these pastimes from the mouth of a pure devotee. Otherwise, if we heard these things from the mouth of the professional reciter, and this is prohibited by Sanatana Goswami in Hari Bhakti Vilas, that Sabanam Naiva Kartavyam Sarpa Uchishta Jathapayam. One should not hear this Krishna, though this is nectarian pastimes of Lord Krishna, but still, if he is recited by a professional reciter who is not a devotee, who is a sinful person, who is not acting properly in his, in not following the regulative principles, and for one hears from the mouth of such a person, Sravanam naiva kartavyam sarpa uchishta jathapayam jathapayoh. Just like a snake touches the milk, and after touching the milk by the snake's mouth, it becomes poisonous, and after, if someone drink that milk, then he get the poisonous effect. The chance of getting suffering, he will get suffered, or maybe ultimately died. Similarly, if this rasalava pastimes, if heard from the mouth of the professional reciter, then there is no help in improving in our spiritual life or destroying our own arthas. Rather, one should hear these pastimes from the mouth of his pure devotee, like Sukadeva Goswami or Srila Prabhupada. So Srila Prabhupada gave us Krishna book and he described these pastimes, and by constantly reading Krishna book, so we can also give up this anarthas. So in this way, today is this Rasa Purnima. Krishna performed this Rasa dance with the gopis. There is another Rasa dance that is in spring season, that is specifically mentioned in Gita Govinda by Jayadeva Goswami. And that Rasa pastimes happened in the Chandra, and that is called Chandra Sarovar near Govardhan, in feet of Govardhan. Those areas, this is the there is the Rasa Lila pastimes in the spring season. But this Rasa Lila pastime, this is the month of this autumn season, the Sarat Purnima, that is here in Vrindavan and bank of Jamuna. Krishna played his flute standing underneath Bansi water, and he attracted the millions of gopis, and he performed his Rasa Lila pastimes here. So today is also Murari Gupta's disappearance day. As we know, Murari Gupta is very dear devotee of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he is considered as an incarnation of Hanuman. And as Gaur Ganadev Deepika says, Murari Gupta Hanuman Angada Purandaraha. So Murari Gupta was Hanuman. Lord Rama's pastimes, he was Hanuman. And in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, same Hanuman appeared as Murari Gupta. Chaitanya Bhagavat, Vrindavan Das Thakur says, Murari Gupta, Gupta Premera Bhandar, Prabhu Hridaya Dravesuni, Dainyajar. Murari Gupta is a treasure house of Krishna Prema. But he was so humble and meek. He was that seeing his humility, even the hearts of Lord Chaitanya was melted. So Murari Gupta's house, we see that it was very close to चैतन्य महाप्रभु बार्थ प्लेस और दी जोगोपीठ एंड देवर एक्चुअली महाप्रभु वॉज स्टडिंग इन द सेम स्कूल ऑफ गंगादास पंडित दैट इज मुरारी गुप्त ऑल्सो रीडिंग देयर एंड मुरारी गुप्त वॉज एल्डरली पर्सन ही वॉज स्टडिंग इन ए हायर क्लास एंड महाप्रभु वॉज जस्ट स्टडिंग व्याकरण इन ए जूनियर क्लास बट स्टील महाप्रभु वॉज ऑलवेज ट्राइंग टू एजिटेट मुरारी गुप्त बाय आस्किंग सो मेनी क्वेश्चंस डिफिकल्ट क्वेश्चंस एंड मुरारी गुप्त वन डे कन्वर्सिंग विथ चैतन्य महाप्रभु ही वॉज डिफीटेड एंड देन ही कुड अंडरस्टैंड दिस चैतन्य दिस बॉय इज नॉट ए ऑर्डिनरी बॉय दो इज सो यंग एंड इन ए सेंस इज वेरी जूनियर टू मी बट एक्चुअली ही हैज सच नॉलेज इन दिस यंग एज वन डे मुरारी गुप्त वॉज एक्चुअली बिगनिंग ही वॉज जस्ट लाइक लिटिल इम्पर्सनलिस्ट ही वॉज डिस्कसिंग सो मेनी थिंग्स विथ हिज फॉलोअर्स ही हैज ऑल्सो ग्रुप ऑफ स्टूडेंट्स विथ हिम वन टाइम ही वॉज वॉकिंग ऑन द रोड एंड ही वॉज टॉकिंग विथ हिज स्टूडेंट्स अबाउट द भार्स फेमस भार्स सो अहम आई एम द सेम ब्रह्मन एवरी वन इज ब्रह्मन ये मायावादी फिलोसफी लॉर्ड चैतन्य वॉज जस्ट following him in back and he was just imitating the same actions that is Murari Gupta was performing so looking to the back Murari Gupta saw this Chaitanya this nutty boy this Gauranga he just imitating him and he is nodding his heads and he is acting the same way Murari Gupta was acting so he become very angry he started chastising him you little guy You are imitating me. You are such a rascal. You are actually giving all bad name to your fathers, like Jagannath Mishra, and you are such a devoted lady, Sachi. And so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu seeing that anger of. Murari Gupta, he told, okay, don't worry. Today I will come to you and teach you what is the meaning of soham. Anyhow, Murari Gupta did not mind. He went to his house. Then when he was after taking bath, he was sitting for taking his meal. Then suddenly he saw the Nimai appeared in front of him. Gaura Gopal, such a beautiful boy. And he was just about to eat his prasad. So Murari ne this Gauranga was standing there, Nimai was standing there, then his pass immediately started passing urine to his prasadam plate. He was shouted, what is this nonsense? He started chanting ra. Then Lord told, yes, now everything is Brahman. This urine is a Brahman, this is everything is Brahman. Now eat Brahman. In this way, then immediately he disappeared. Then he searching where is Nimai, then he could not find. So in this way, finally, Murari Gupta following the boy, he came to Jagannath Mishra's house and he saw that Nimai was just sitting in the lap of Sachi and there Sachi Mata and Jagannath Mishra so happy with Nimai and so he could understand this boy is not ordinary boy. Immediately he went to Advaita Acharya, then he explained to Advaita that this boy is, this Nimai is definitely that person to whom you have prayed for a long time, worshipping a Saragram and offering Gangajal and Tulsi. This is the Supreme Brahman. This I have no doubt over it. So in this way, Murari Gupta gradually increased his faith on Nimai that he is Supreme Personality of Godhead. So one time, Mahaprabhu was hearing about the pastimes of Brahadev with the association of devotees. Suddenly, he became so ecstatic, thinking himself as Braha. Then he was just run very forcefully to the house of Murari Gupta, and he was chanting, Baraha, 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 Baraha. This is good. Then the Murari Gupta was looking, where is this Baraha? Baraha means a pig. Or where is this? But suddenly Nimai just entered to the altar and he saw Murari, his Baraha form. And he took, there is two tusks come out from his mouth, then he took that water pot, was there, big water pot in his teeth, and seeing this transcendental form of Baraha, now Murari got surprised. He could not know what to do now. Then Mahaprabhu asked him, please chant some prayers, glorify me. In this way, Murari Gupta performed so many nice prayers, that is nicely described in Chaitanya Bhagavat. One day he was sitting, Gaurnitai, they are sitting in Sivasangan, and they are talking Krishna's pastimes with other devotees. Then Murari Gupta appeared there. Murari Gupta first pay his obeisances unto Gauranga Mahaprabhu, then he performed his obeisances, pay his obeisances to Nityananda. But Mahaprabhu told Murari, this is not proper. Why you pay obeisances first me and then to Nityananda? Then Murari Gupta told, okay, I do not know anything. What the intelligence you are supplying within my heart, that is I am simply following. Chaitanya told, okay, tonight you will understand everything. So on that night, when Murari Gupta was taking rest, he saw in dream that Lord Nityananda's Balaram form. He saw Nityananda wearing this blue garment, having a very strong body, looks like blue garment, having plow on his shoulder, hala and musala in his hand, and he was walking front, and in behind, following Balaram, who is walking? Krishna. Krishna is having peacock feather and having flute in his hand, so he is following Balaram. So in this way, Murari Gupta could now understand that Nityananda Prabhu is Balaram, the elder brother of Krishna. And Gauranga Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. So next day when he came and saw that Gaurnita is sitting again in the there in Sivasangan, then he came, first he paid obeisances to Nityananda Prabhu, then to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Now Mahaprabhu became very pleased. One time Murari Gupta was thinking, maybe Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he could, being a pure devotee, he could understand that in a near future, this Mahaprabhu, Gauranga, will take sannyas and leave us. And so he was thinking, I could not bear such separation from Gaurahari. Before that pastimes happen, I must give up this life. And he has a sharp knife. He posted a new knife from market and he was keeping it secretly. He was thinking, tonight I must commit suicide. I must kill myself by using this knife. So in the evening, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, knowing the mind of Murari Gupta, he appeared in his house and he told Murari Gupta, what is your plan? You are now planning to kill yourself. I want to ask you something. Can you give me? He told, yes, Mahaprabhu, whatever you ask, I will give. Then he told, give me that sharp knife that is you are hiding somewhere. Murari Gupta was surprised. He started crying, how my plans were known to the Lord. Because Lord being the omniscient, he could understand everything. So suddenly, Lord entered his house and he brought that knife. In this way, he pacified Murari Gupta. But you don't do this. One time Lord asked Murari Gupta, oh Murari Gupta, you are worshipping Rama, say Sitaram, you are a Rama Bhakta, but all of us, including myself, Nityananda, Advaita, Gadadhar, we are all worshippers of Krishna. So why are you not becoming a Krishna Bhakta? So we can together discuss the pastimes of Radha Krishna, and in this way we become happy. Hearing the words from the mouth of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Murari Gupta was thinking, okay, Lord, I will follow your command, your order. But when he came back to his house, and he was whole night he was thinking, how can I give up the worshipping Lord Ramchandra's lotus feet? Whole night he could not sleep. He was simply crying, crying and crying whole night. And in the morning he came to Lord Chaitanya's feet and he told, oh Lord, today I may jump to the Ganges and give up my life. I cannot give up worship of Sitaram, because this I have given this life or at his feet, and same times I could not disobey your order. So what shall I do? I think it is better to jump into Ganges and give up this life. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very pleased and he told that, how can you give up the you are actually the eternal servant of Lord Ramachandra. And it is that's why I am giving you the special boon. Your mind may be always remain fixed at the lotus feet of Lord Ramchandra. You are none other than Hanuman. So how can Hanuman become a devotee of anyone else? Even there is no difference between Rama and Krishna or Narayana, but still Hanuman always worshipped the lotus feet of Ramchandra. So there are so many pastimes of Murari Gupta. Time is over, because today is also Grahana, you have to take prasad in time. So I stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Rasa Purnima ki jai, Murari Gupta Disappearance Day ki jai, Sri Pitaya Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari, Hare Krishna.